Hey, everybody. This is episode one. It's Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. Do I have a jingle yet? Nope. I don't have a jingle, but I do have a mother. So she's going to be doing the intros and the outros. Mom, say hi to the people.
Hi. Welcome to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one. Tell them why they should listen to the podcast.
You have to love it. She's a good girl, good, very funny, very ugly too.
She called me ugly four times now. This is take number five.
Okay.
No, I like it. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in, four people. I don't know what I'm doing. So thanks for giving me the benefit of the doubt or maybe liking my comedy enough to tune in and watch me fail or hear me fail. It's a podcast, so you're going to hear me fail. Wait a minute. All right. It's 2023. I'm a Capricorn, which means I'm not going to age this month officially, but technically on my birth certificate, yes, I am. Because it's my birthday month. It's January, guys. That's my editor's head. She just stuck that in the frame, which is really cool because neither one of us knows what we're doing with a podcast. It's all good. We're just doing this one for the garbage. Isn't that what they say when you're a perfectionist? Just write this script for the garbage can. Well, that's what I'm doing with this podcast. To be honest, I have been wanting to try a podcast for a long time, but what has stopped me? One, I'm a perfectionist. And two, I would say fear of not doing it right, fear of putting a lot of time, energy, resources into starting something and then just not following through. So I asked myself, what's the big deal? Like, what would happen if I decided to stop? Would any of you come to my house and ask me, Lisa, why did you stop? You might come to my house and go, Lisa, why did you start? When I asked you if you were going to start a podcast, I was kidding. That's probably what you're asking yourself. So if you're a perfectionist like me, the way to overcome this stuff is just by failing forward. And I know that that's super cliche, but just do it, man. Life is short. I want to fail. I'm good at failing, guys. I'm really good at it. Like, you should ask all of my boyfriends. They all know my ex-boyfriends, right? Okay, here's why I have to succeed, or at least I have to do enough podcasts to get rid of the merch, because I already got, I got a Find the Funny reminder wristband, okay? You can order one of these on my website at lisaalvarado.com, or pick it up at one of my shows. This is the whole reason. I ordered these and they cost money. So I'm like, oh, now I got to do the podcast. That's what I do. Invest money so then you are in. You are hooked in. Here's another reason why I wanted to start a podcast. Because I want to connect with people more. Especially the people that come see me perform. I mean, the fact that they drove out. They made a plan. They brought friends. They bought a ticket and came to see me at a club blows my mind. And the short amount of time that I get to speak to people behind a counter when I'm selling merch, or sometimes I don't even come out in between shows because I'm just resting or eating, it's not enough time. I really want to help people beyond just the stand-up. And so that's why I started this podcast. The whole reason I feel it in my heart to do this is because I see firsthand how it has healed people. I see how it's healed me in my own life and my own family members and my friends. And I'm like, if I can teach people to do that in their own life or help them to laugh a little bit, find humor in the darkness and the sad times and the depression and the pain, what a gift. And not only I'm the expert, I'm going to have other people that are fantastic at this. Other comedians, writers, people that are gifted at seeing a different perspective in every situation. Because I want to learn from you guys. I want to learn from my guests. if I ever have one, I would love to learn from them. So this is just something we're going to do together. Hopefully you'll have some grace with me. So the reason I came up with Find the Funny is completely because of my mom. She is the most positive through trauma and hard times in life and funniest person that I know. Like, she's just my world. So the last 2 years, my mom has been really struggling with an autoimmune disease. It just came out of the blue. It was actually happened after she got her second COVID vaccine shot. It's horrible. It's worse than shingles. It's this thing where she gets blisters all over her body. And so it's almost like having second and third degree burns. She has to be bandaged every day. They heal and then it comes right back. So the level of suffering that I've had to watch my mom endure has crushed me. How do I deal with pain? I talk it out on stage. That's what my favorite comedians have done, like Richard Pryor, lighting himself on fire. He makes that funny. He makes almost dying funny. He makes his addiction funny. Like, that is a gift.
Also, y'all did some nasty-ass jokes on my ass, too. Oh, yeah, y'all didn't think I saw some of these motherfuckers. Since you love me so much. I remember this one. It's strike the match like this. Say, what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
That's the kind of comedian that I want to be. There's some comics that are really great at talking about, like, the minutiae of flying on a plane or traffic or things like that, and they're brilliant at it. That's just not the kind of comedy I do. I really love telling stories, real stories, and the ridiculousness. And then maybe by doing that, people in the audience will go, oh, well, I was in a car accident. I see what she's doing here. And take the example and actually use it in their own life. So I was at a comedy club and did a set, and then I closed the show unexpectedly, because I just felt it in my heart to share this story about my mom, because it's so big in my life and I'd love for you to hear it. Here it is.
I had a lot of fun with you guys, and I'll tell you what, my mom is going through a really, really horrible disease. She has an autoimmune disease that she's almost died from the past year. And so the fact that I get to do this and be with you people and laugh, know that in any horrible circumstance, there is humor. Like, find it, okay? This is actually the first time I've ever told an audience that. So when I tell my friends, they're like, how do you do it? How do you go up there and make it funny? How do you? And I said, I'm gonna start talking about it on stage. And they go, what's funny about your mom being covered in blisters and bleeding and suffering like that? And I go, that's not funny. But you know what is funny? Her dermatologist is this beautiful single man.
True.
And I have to send him pictures of my mom, nude, once a week, because he wants to see if the sores are infected or if they need treatment or if she has to come in. And it's easier than driving there. So I'm like, Mom, pull up your shirt. It's got a seatbelt. Okay. So smile. Lift up your boob. And this is what a great sense of humor my mom has. Okay? This is why I do this job. My mom is like, he's single, he's handsome, he's a doctor. Put some of you in between. Okay, so much.
So that is my mom. That is the reason I was literally taking these pictures and I would turn away from my mom because I didn't want her to see me crying or tearing up. So I would turn her around and come from a different angle so that she wouldn't see my face. But she knows me so well that when I get quiet, she knows that I'm struggling. So she's like, okay, all right, here we go. Are you done with the pictures? Good. Now we're going to send two of me and one of you. Two of me, one of you. Lift up your top. I mean, and that's just my mom. So I'm not saying that the actual thing is funny. Please don't misunderstand that. I think that everything else around it could potentially have funny in it. So that's what I want to help you examine is like, another perfect example is I was in a car accident. Some of you guys would be like, so Lisa, what's funny about a car accident? Really nothing. It's very stressful, right? Most of us have gone through that. But that once you're through the situation, you can find different things to laugh about. So that's why I wanted to do this podcast. Yeah, sure, there's probably selfish motives in there as well, because maybe I don't have a boyfriend and no one wants to listen to me, but guys, we can change that. One listener at a time. Maybe that homeless guy will contact me back. I don't know. You guys, here's the point. He probably had the most amazing roaming plan. What? I didn't say that. That's not nice. That's mean. That's really mean toward homeless people. And it's a little hacky, if I'm being honest. So thank God my producer is here. That's Sarah. She's fantastic. She has the best laugh. And she has to be here because she pays rent. And I told her if she didn't come in and laugh a little bit, I would raise her rent. So that's why she's here. And
oh,
she's...
gosh, I gotta laugh louder.
I know, right? Man, you got some homework to do. I hope you can feel my heart in this. But just feel it over my shirt because we don't know each other that well. Okay, just feel it like first base, second base, feeling it. What I'm saying is, guys, life is messy and let's make each other laugh through it. There will be a link in the show notes that you can actually record something that you want me to help you work through. You only have up to a minute and a half of time, but that's a long time if you're not as wordy as me. I would love to play it here live on the show and respond because we're in this thing together and let's find some good dick jokes within the dirt, you know? Think about it. What things in your life are difficult? And it doesn't have to be stuff you're going through today because maybe things are great today. Maybe it was something 3 years ago that you don't even like to think about because it's still too difficult. Was it a divorce? Was it losing a job? I mean, it was just a pandemic. So we are all kind of, the new normal is very different. And then you really got to ask yourself this, are you ready and willing to laugh at it? The pain doesn't have to be all done for you to start finding the funny. You just got to get out of the initial sting of that thing. You got to feel those feelings. You got to, what I mean is like, have the cry. Have the talk, pray about it, like do the things that you go through to start to heal and accept the actual situation. Once I think you're past that initial sting and pain, then we can start to move into the healing process. And a part of that is looking at the situation a little bit differently. So that's what we're doing. I'm going to leave this episode short and sweet. Thank you so much for joining me. I mean, I hope you're out there. I can't tell, which is the great thing about a podcast. I could be totally talking to nobody and I don't know the difference. But for right now, you get to listen to my mom on the outro. I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Just say something nice.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.
Awesome.
That was great. That was perfect, Mom. Perfect. That was so good.